The shutdown itself, getting back to that real quickly, who's going to suffer the most if this, the longer this gets taken, this takes to resolve? Because what we're talking about with President Trump, he almost seems untouchable. But then again, if American people that can't pay their bills, that might touch him, because obviously he's somebody that prides himself on saying the economy is good under me, unemployment is low under me, et cetera, et cetera. What will happen if this continues? Who's going to suffer more, the Democrats or the Republicans?
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia, she's the tell. She's out there saying Trump voters are feeling pain on health care prices. And so there is this quiet movement on the right to get something done on these Affordable Care Act subsidies. So based on my reporting, I see a deal on the horizon. There's going to be a lot of theater, a lot of grandstanding. But at the end of the day, my Republican sources want something done on health care because their own voters, especially in rural states, in poorer states, they need something done on health care. And health care is going to be a big issue in 2026 in the midterms.